From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we'd like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo, or Jokowi, drew attention to challenges in the digital space that have increasingly become larger and urged all sides to fill the cyberspace with positive content. Jokowi remarked while addressing the virtual launch of the National Digital Literacy Program in Jakarta on Thursday that negative content such as hoax news, online fraud, gambling, child sexual exploitation, cyber harassment, hate speech and radicalism content had emerged in the digital space. The nation must stay alert for all types of negative content that can threaten the nation's union and cohesion. The president appealed to all sides to make optimum use of the internet to boost productivity. For instance, micro, small and medium entrepreneurs can enhance their capacity by benefiting from the marketing network on the internet. President Joko Widodo commemorated National Awakening Day on Thursday by urging the nation to maintain unity and keep the spirit of Gotong Royong, or mutual cooperation, alive to win the fight against COVID-19. President Jokowi expressed his words on encouragement on his official Instagram account at Jokowi to commemorate National Awakening Day that falls on May 20th every year. This annual event is celebrated to commemorate the historic foundation of prominent nationalist organization Budi Utomo on May 20, 1908. President Joko Widodo also remarked that the people at large have been struggling to deal with the wide-ranging impacts of the COVID-19 outbreak on the public health and economy since last year. Indonesia's telecommunication giant PT Telkom revealed that a vessel to repair its undersea cables that are in a broken state since April 30, 2021, would arrive shortly in Jayapura. The vessel was scheduled to arrive at the Jayapura city port on May 25 to 27 for refueling and loading fresh water and food stocks. Head of PT Telkom Papua office Sugeng Widodo stated, as quoted by Antara on Thursday, the ship will thereafter head to targeted sites for repairing the cables laid on about the 4,000 meters deep ocean floor. The provincial's government communication and informatics officials have engaged in discussions regarding the matter and deliberated on ways to address the impact of cable breakage with their counterparts at the PT Telkom Papua office, Papua Provincial's Government Secretary Danjo Yulian Flasi, earlier. Indonesia's trade balance registered a surplus for the 12th consecutive month in April this year, to reach $2.19 billion, fueling hopes a recovery is in progress, the Central Statistic Agency BPS announced on Thursday. The surplus arose from export of $18.48 billion and imports of $16.29 billion in April 2021. BPS head Soeharyanto at an online press conference said that the surplus in April was very encouraging and in line with other indicators that also showed very good conditions. Overall, Indonesia's trade balance in January to April 2021 registered a surplus of $7.72 billion, with export page at $67.38 billion and imports valued at $59.67 billion. The figure was very encouraging as it was much higher than the surplus of $2.22 billion recorded in January to April 2020. Let's move on to the international news. Arctic countries on Thursday pledged to fight global warming, which is happening three times faster in the far north, and to preserve peace in the region as its geopolitical importance rises. Accelerated global warming, untapped resources, new maritime routes opened up by retreating sea ice, and the future of local population all topped the agenda as foreign ministers of countries bordering the Arctic gathered in Reykjavik in Iceland. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told his Arctic Council counterparts from Canada, Denmark, Finland, Iceland, Norway, Russia, and Sweden that they are committed to advancing a peaceful Arctic region where cooperation prevails on climate, the environment, science, and safety. Australia on Friday will invite proposals from companies for establishing domestic manufacturing of mRNA vaccine to prepare the country for future pandemics and support long-term health needs, Industry Minister Christian Porter said. Though Australia has fared much better than many other developed nations in containing the pandemic, with just under 30,000 cases and 910 deaths, the COVID-19 vaccine rolled out has missed its initial dosage target. The national immunization drive has gathered pace recently with around a third of the 3.3 million doses administered given in the last 3 weeks. Australia's federal budget assumes vaccination of the country's 20 million adult population will be completed by the end of this year. Malaysia's Consumer Price Index, or CPI, in April rose 4.7% from a year earlier, its fastest growth in more than 4 years, government data shows on Friday. April's rise was just below the 4.9% annual expansion forecast by economists in a Reuters poll and was the fastest since March 2017, when the index had grown 5.1%. In March, the index had risen 1.7%, Malaysia's central bank has said headline inflation was expected to temporarily spike in April and May due to a lower base from cheaper retail fuel prices last year. Inflation in April was largely driven by higher fuel prices, with the transport sector index rising 27% from a year earlier, the Statistics Department said in a statement. That was the news. is one of the countries that has successfully coped with the COVID-19 pandemic. Various events with a large number of participants have been carried out as usual there. On the other hand, other countries such as Singapore, for example, stated that they would close all schools activities from Wednesday, May 19 to May 28, 2021. In general, Singapore has decided to lock down from May 14 to June 13, 2021. This decision was taken as a result of the worsening spread of COVID-19, especially the number of communal cases since April 27. The spike marks the start of the fourth wave of the coronavirus pandemic in Singapore. This is related to the spread of the coronavirus variant B1617 India, which is endemic in the Asian region. Malaysia is still implementing a national lockdown until June. Meanwhile, Indonesia still hopes that there will not be an explosion in the number of COVID-19 cases post-Idul Fitri festivity. The descriptions mentions is the conditions experienced by countries that have been quite successful in dealing with COVID-19, in this case New Zealand, and the countries that are still in the process of handling COVID-19, such as Singapore, Malaysia, and Indonesia. Of course, it is unfair to compare the efforts of one country to another in overcoming the COVID-19, because the size of the area that must be faced, the number of people with different cultures and compliance, and the response of one country are different from each other. A book edited by Professor Elizabeth King, a global health researcher at the University of Michigan in the USA, as quoted by BBC Indonesia earlier this year, reveals findings about the comparisons of the efforts of several countries to tackle the first wave of the coronavirus in early 2020. It states that the demographic composition in each country will affect its handling. For example, Italy. More than a fifth of the country's population is over 65 years old, making it more vulnerable to COVID-19. It's in contrast to Africa's younger population. Public health policy is also influenced by other factors, such as the system of governments, democracy or autocracy, formal political institution, federalism or presidentialism, and state capacity, control over the healthcare system and public administration. All of them contribute to each government's response to the COVID-19. It takes solid cooperation and synergy within each country to overcome this pandemic. In addition, there is a need for togetherness in steps in various regions. Without common awareness, it seems that it will be difficult for COVID-19 to completely disappear from the face of the earth.
Welcome back to Today in History. We start with a history on May 22, 1960. An earthquake shook Valdivia, Chile, and caused a tsunami that reached 10,000 kilometers from the epicenter. The Valdivia earthquake on May 22, 1960 was the strongest earthquake ever, reaching 9.5 magnitude. The earthquake occurred during the day and caused tsunamis that hit southern Chile, Hawaii, Japan, the Philippines, eastern New Zealand, southeast Australia, and the Aleut Islands in Alaska. This earthquake epicenter is located near Kennett, about 900 kilometers south of Santiago. Next history, on May 22, 1980, U.S. began its embargo against Iran. The first United States sanctions against Iran imposed on May 22, 1980 as an economic embargo. The victory of the Islamic Revolution, which led to the overthrow of the U.S.-backed Shah Pahlavi government, made it was impossible for America to continue its imperialism in Iran. For this reason, America launched the embargo and also provoking Iraq to invade Iran. However, Imam Khomeini called Iranians never be afraid of this embargo. We end with a history which occurred on May 22, 1990, Yemen be united. On May 22, 1990, the Republic of Yemen was declared a unification of the Yemeni Arab Republic and the People's Democratic Republic of Yemen. The former president of the Arab Republic of Yemen, Ali Abdullah Saleh, was appointed again as president, while the former president of the People's Democratic Republic of Yemen, Ali Salim al-Bidh, was appointed as vice president. In the 19th century, northern Yemen was ruled by the Ottoman Empire, while south Yemen was occupied by England. After independence from colonialism, each region established a separate state. North Yemen became the Arab Republic of Yemen, while southern Yemen, controlled by the Marxists, established the country of the Democratic People's Republic of Yemen. Since 1972, the governments of the two countries have begun to discuss the possibility of reuniting the country of Yemen, but only realized 18 years later, on May 22, 1990. That was Today in History.
Kau pun tak mungkin.
Well, fellow listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Speaker of the Indonesian Regional Representative Council, DPDRI, AA Lanyala Mahmud Mataliti, inaugurated the operational of Warung Koperasi Digital Indonesia, or KDI Nusantara, or Nusantara Indonesian Digital Cooperative Stores, in a bid to support the micro-small-medium businesses, MSMEs, and small-medium industries, MSI. In an official statement in Jakarta on Monday, he said the COVID-19 pandemic has hit many levels of economic sectors, including the micro-small-medium businesses. This is very different from the 1998 crisis. At that time, the MSMEs survived because only one crisis happened. Lanyala further affirmed that moving the MSME sector is crucial. He also perceived that one way that can be taken in this condition is by utilizing digitalization. He said the world is experiencing the disruption era. All countries are forced to accelerate the use of technology and to change the way of life, the way to interact, including the transaction process in businesses. He affirmed business being initiated purely by Indonesians, the Nusantara KDI store is oriented in boosting the MSMEs and MSI. The economic movement is marked by people's purchase that will affect the running of the production sector. Moreover, if the Nusantara KDI stores focuses on staple foods, agriculture will also move. Lanyala added that if the production sector is moving, the gross domestic products or GDP will grow. This is identical to economic growth and equivalent to both regional and central government revenue. This will bring about regional fiscal increase. Therefore, Lanyala appreciated the Nusantara KDI stores that has hundreds of branches spread across some provinces of Indonesia with tens of thousands of members. Lanyala said the Nusantara KDI store should be supported by the government through related ministries or institutions.
Hey, Hiluna Manis. Hey, Hiluna Manis, apa kabarmu? Aku sangat rindu untuk bertemu. Setahun lamanya kau buat aku menunggu. Senang hatiku bertemu nona yang telah ku tunggu. Ingin rasanya ku bisikkan padamu I love you. Aku sangat rindu untuk bertemu berdua menari menuju ke
penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao. 以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播，我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment Indonesia Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today, I'm going to let you know Kinilo Bamboo Village in Tomohon, North Sulawesi Province. This province is famous for its peak tourism and city of flowers. To travel the area, you will feel the cool air and the beautiful scenery of Kinilo Bamboo Village. After traveling in Tomohon, don't go home immediately. Please stop over in Kinilo.Bamboo Village. There are various styles of woven bamboo crafts of Minahasa at the tourism destination. The distance is 26 kilometers from Manado downtown and it can be reached in less than 60 minutes by motor vehicle. The location is easy to find because it is on the sides of the Manado Tomohon Boulevard. Various types of bamboo handicrafts can be found at the village, started from chopping or a kind of cap's cone shape, which is generally made of woven bamboo, lampshades, chicken coops, bird cages, hatchages, namely household furniture made from woven bamboo, and many others. It is usually a round shape for purifying rice, cutlery, fans and trays, household utensils for serving food and drinks.In terms of quality, it is undoubted. Even if only with the available equipment, the weavers are highly well trained. This bamboo handicraft business has existed for decades, and it has even been run from generation to generation, from young people to the elderly. From woven bamboo, the merchants at Kinilo Village also sell various rattans, ceramics, and grains. Regarding the price, there is no need to worry. The price is not costly. The products depend on the type and size. For decoration, it starts from 10,000 rupiah to 50,000 rupiah. If you want other motifs, you can either order directly. Buyers come not only from the North Sulawesi region, but also from outside the region.Even abroad. They often drop in to buy souvenirs.
tapi aku dan kamu menjadi satu dalam harmoni. Kisah cinta aku dan kamu, tuliskan perjalanan abadi tak terpisah, tak saling menyakiti. Only love, you are the only one in my life. You are the only one I can't deny. You are the peace of my heart. Berdua bersama dan selamanya.
Still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, next segment would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music, so stay tuned, Voice listener.
The National Disaster Mitigation Agency BNPB recorded 1,252 disaster events in the first quarter of 2021. Concerned about the safety of disaster victims, a group of students from Pertamina University's Logistic Engineering Study Program initiated an online innovation in disaster logistic management. Through a website entitled Pusat Bantuan Bencana, PBB, it provides real-time information on field conditions that is integrated with geographic information systems. Take, for example, the routes can be traveled more effectively and accompanied with information on the modes of transportation that can be used and their availability. Hanif Ashuri, team leader, explained that the PBB website is also integrated with the population database. Thus, it can minimize inequality and inaccuracy in the distribution of aid. Each disaster survivor who gets assistance will have their fingerprints recorded using biometric technology, which is also available on the website. The website also creates a solution to optimize the supply chain network for assistance to disaster survivors. The supply chain digital platform is called InEquid, which combines two distribution networks models. First, distributor storage with customer pickup, which is a condition when disaster survivors take assistance directly at the disaster post. Second, the distributor storage with last mile delivery model, which is a condition when aid is sent directly to the location of the survivor. This website also offers alternative solutions for implementing logistic warehouse layouts so that the process of picking and sending assistance can be more coordinated. One of them is through updating the BNPB website so that the aid distribution process will be well documented. That was Miss Lenny.
Yeah.
Listeners, in today's Music Corner, I'm going to present a regional song from Bugis region, South Sulawesi, entitled Tana Ogi Wanuaku, to be sung by Andy Tendri Uke. This song tells the story of a person who wanders far from his hometown, separating from his relative as well as from his parents. The song also tells that the Bugis are hard workers who never go home until their dreams have been achieved. The song, which was created by Anti Larity and sung by Andy Tendri Uke, was released through a YouTube channel and succeeded to attract the attention of more than 900,000 viewers. Here is the Bugis song entitled Tana Ogi Wanuaku, sung by Andy Tendri Uke.
Belai rilipu wanualai decengua ro usapa uelai wanu aku tana oki suraku Indo Ambo malepiku wa bokori ulau pura janji Terima kasih.
Voice of Indonesia.
Bebaskan aku dari semua masa lalu. Tenangkan aku, lepaskan dari rasa ragu. Buka matamu, semuanya terlihat. Kau pasti bisa melewatinya.
Harapan semua impian. Dalam terapkan kau bawa senyuman. Harapan impian dalam kehidupan.
Semua cerita tak harus berakhir kelah.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hey, hey, Luna Manis. Hey, hey, Luna Manis. Hey, hey, Luna Manis. Hey, hey, Luna Manis. Aku sangat rindu untuk bertemu. Setahun lamanya kau buat aku menunggu. Senang hatiku bertemu nona yang telah ku tunggu. Ingin rasanya ku bisikkan padamu I love you. Sangat rindu untuk bertemu berdua melari menuju ke lantai dansa.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention. And after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia, or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.